Translation. Devaki then kept within herself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the foundation of the entire cosmos. But because she was under arrest in the house of Kamsa, she was like the flames of a fire covered by the walls of a pot, or like a person who has knowledge but cannot distribute it to the world for the benefit of human society. Purport. In this verse, the word Jnana Kala is most significant. Knowledge is meant for distribution. Although there is already much scientific knowledge, whenever scientists or philosophers awaken to a particular type of knowledge, they try to distribute it throughout the world, for otherwise the knowledge gradually dries up and no one benefits from it. India has the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, but unfortunately, for some reason or other, this sublime knowledge of the signs of God was not distributed throughout the world, although it is meant for all human society. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ordered all Indians to take up the cause of distributing this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world. Yara deke tare ka Krishna upadesh amar gyaye guru hoye tare e desh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, as they're given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 7:128. Although India has the sublime knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Indians have not done their proper duty of distributing it. Now, therefore, the Krishna conscious movement has been set up to distribute this knowledge as it is, without distortion. Although previously there were attempts to distribute the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, these attempts involved distortion and compromise with mundane knowledge. But now the Krishna consciousness movement, without mundane compromise, is distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people are deriving the benefits of an awakening to Krishna consciousness and becoming devotees of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the proper distribution of knowledge has begun, by which not only will the world benefit, but India's glory will be magnified in human society. Kamsa tried to arrest Krishna consciousness within his house, Bhujendra Gehe, with the result that Kamsa, with all his opulence, was later vanquished. Similarly, the real knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was being choked by unscrupulous Indian leaders, with the result that India's culture and knowledge of the Supreme were being lost. Now, however, because Krishna consciousness is spreading, the proper use of Bhagavad Gita is being attempted. Om Jnanati Marandasya Ginandana Salakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisakan Vitamstha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagat Pate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kansana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavaneswari Visabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Devaki then kept within herself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the foundation of the entire cosmos. But because she was under arrest in the house of Kamsa, she was like the flames of a fire covered by the walls of a pot, or like a person who has knowledge but cannot distribute it to the world for the benefit of human society. We can just imagine. Imagine what it was like when the Supreme Personality of Godhead entered into the womb of Devaki. It was not that she was covered by ignorance and that the child was in her womb and that there was no experience of it. Rather, she was very consciously experiencing the presence of Krishna. And that presence of Krishna was a source of great bliss and happiness, which naturally emerged in her heart, and therefore also it naturally wanted to flow over from her heart and flood everything and everyone in all directions. And yet that was not possible because of fear of Kamsa. Somehow or other, these feelings of ecstasy had to be contained, and she was in this way locking it within. Although internally, that ecstasy was certainly not compromised in any way. Srila Prabhupada is taking from the verse the final point about jnana kale, about knowledge that is not distributed, and how such knowledge, and that the purpose of knowledge is to be distributed and to be shared, that the purpose of knowledge is not to just take advantage of it himself, and to be concerned with our own spiritual life. Because if we do so, we will find that spiritual life will be difficult. If we contain that knowledge for ourselves and are concerned with our own spiritual advancement, then we'll remain self-centered. And as a result, we will not be able to overcome the material contamination that is so deeply rooted within our conditioned self. And whereas if we live a life of sacrifice, a life of somehow or other giving transcendental knowledge, not just knowledge, but divyam jnanam, transcendental knowledge, knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and pure devotional service of Him, if that knowledge is widely distributed, and then we become more and more absorbed in thinking about the predicament of the conditioned souls and how we can reach them. And this meditation of somehow or other trying to reach them in various ways will absorb us, and thus our own issues become secondary, go in the background, and gradually will disappear from our consciousness, just seeing our consciousness like a flat disc, and how on that disc Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is describing that he says that Krishna, in the beginning, Krishna consciousness is localized, and he says Maya or the material influence is all pervading. So we can just imagine there's a tiny speck of Krishna consciousness the spark that Prabhupada speaks about, the little spark of Krishna consciousness that needs to be fanned, and the material influence being very strong. So that little spark of interest is fanned by further knowledge to begin with. Yes, and by taste, a combination of knowledge and realized knowledge, applied knowledge. When knowledge is presented only theoretically, it is difficult. Therefore, it must go hand in hand with some experience of ecstasy. So we see that Lord Chaitanya's movement rather began with the ecstasy of Harinam Sankirtan and sweeping people up in Sankirtan, and then followed by philosophy to settle it down, to anchor that transcendental experience, which otherwise would just drift away again on the waves of material existence. I was reading in the Padjavali from Rupa Goswami, which is a verse book. Sometimes we wonder, how did the Goswamis write all these books with so many quotes in the days when there were no computers? Right? When you couldn't Google things, and you just, how did they do it? Well, actually, there were many Vaishnavas who were offering service to Rupa and Sanatan. As it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatan Goswami were worshipped by the entire Vaishnav community. Everyone was speaking about them. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that the devotees from Bengal, when someone would come from Vrindavan, they would ask, how are Rupa and Sanatan? What are they doing? Right? What are they experiencing now? I mean, that's how famous they were as pure devotees of the Lord. And therefore, many Vaishnavas accepted that their mission was to simply assist Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. And they would study various scriptures, and they would bring verses to Srila Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami collected these verses in a book called the Padjavali. So that is the verse book, right? With so many verses from various sources. So I was reading it, and I was reading about, it said, my mind is like a horse running wild on the path of the senses. Oh, my dear Madhava, please capture this horse and tie it to the post of your lotus feet. I liked it because it's sort of, I was thinking, yes, we grab the reins of the horse of our mind, and we try and bring it under control through the process of transcendental knowledge, and through this process of prescribed duty in devotional service. But then, you know, that horse, it gets restless after a while, and it gets just a little agitated. It wants to run. It just wants to run again. Once again, run on the path of the senses. Only once. If only once I could run again for a moment. Now I know how to run. Yes. That is the interesting thing. Transcendental knowledge gives us an insight about the true nature of things as they really are, and thus we also know better how to exploit them. Just see. And we want to again have another shot on the path of the senses. We think, yes, I ran there before, but I didn't know what I was doing. But now I know. And thus, Thus we pray. Because ultimately it is through prayer, it is through Krishna's mercy that we will be bound. We
will not conquer the mind.
That is not possible.
We will never conquer the senses.
That will not be done. In that same Pajavali, there is also something like, now I don't memorize it completely, but so I'll paraphrase it in as much as I remember of it. But more or less, it is said, not by wearing saffron cloth, not by studying scripture, not by philosophy, or not by severe austerity or charity or any other such process, is Kamadev going to be conquered? Now, that's something, that's a theme that's very relevant and very important. Yeah, Kamadev being conquered. Yeah, that's something. Kamadev is back again. Here I am, personification of lust. I'm back. Go away. For a while, yes. For a while you can send me away. By your worship, by your Krishna conscious practice. But can you really get rid of me for good? Can you permanently drive me out? Try. Just try. Not by saffron cloth, no. And it's got to be like the right mix, you know what I mean? A little red, a little yellow, and it's perfectly Safransky. And what will it do for us, right? Will it really save us? Matching socks, everything, complete. But will it save us? Will it really save us? Even an orange toothbrush. Yes, you know what I mean. Not for a moment are we going to forget our mission. Every moment, remind ourselves, you know, no Kamadev. But will Kamadev go away? No. But then, Srila Rupa Goswami, but Kamadev very easily is conquered if we get absorbed in devotional service. Absorbed in devotional service in this day and age means service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because that is now the Yuga Dharma, the mission of Mahaprabhu. So somehow or other, that giving of knowledge, of devotional service, that's the only thing that will do it. And how? Okay, if you want to do it anonymously, you can do it on the internet. Or, you know, or leave a book in the waiting room of your dentist or something like that. Right? There are ways that one anonymously can also contribute. Or if one is ready to confront conditioned souls, it's like, you know, like a gust of cold wind and cold rain in the face when you approach someone who says, no. But it wakes you up, right? And you try again and again. No. After 4 or 5 no's, your shoes feel much heavier than they felt before. Somehow or other, the weight of that no wears us down. But then a spark of light breaks through. Oh, that's interesting. Somehow or other. And we live on these things. The people that are interested, the people that are waiting. So many people are waiting for transcendental knowledge. So many. I was waiting. I was looking everywhere. There's got to be a way out of here. I didn't know where it was, but there has to be. a hope. Is there or is there not? I was sitting on the bus,
right.
Long hair, of course, because everybody after 1965, every self-respecting boy never went to the barber again. You know, once the Beatles had come to the Netherlands, that was it. No more barber. So the hair was long, and I guess the dress also befitting. And I was sitting in the bus, and Hare Krishna came in the bus. And I looked, stared at him, and there was an empty seat next to me, and I thought, oh God, oh no, I hope he's not going to sit next to me. Oh, please. But sure he did. And he must have thought, you know, oh my God, a hippie, you know what I mean? And I thought, oh no, Hare Krishna. And there never was any exchange. He didn't even slip me a little card, you know, invitation for the Sunday feast, with a free invitation, you know, for the Sunday feast. He didn't slip me that. Nothing. I pushed in the wall of the bus, and he just stared down and never made eye contact. And that was it. That was it. And the result, I had to wait 5 more years, right, before finally I took Krishna consciousness, well, a little more serious, where I started to think about it. You know, what is this actually all about? I mean, what is it actually all about? And yet, I was searching. I was working for a little while in this youth center, you know, where they had a vegetarian restaurant, macrobiotic, and where we had shiatsu and Zen meditation. And one day there was a sadhu from India, Mayavadi, of course. And somehow or other they asked if I could put him up for the night, which I did. And then he left the next morning and he forgot his cloth, you know. And I tried it on in front of the mirror. What can I say, you know? I was damned interested, you know. Sorry to use such a word to magnify what I'm saying, but I was interested, very interested, actually. But the devotees would think, the devotee that saw me thought, oh my God, this guy, you know, he's in another universe. I wasn't. I was only one step away, you know, just around the corner. Right? It was dry grass. All it would take is a little spark, you know, for it to start flaming. So many people out there, dry grass, waiting for just a little spark. But oh, you know, how can I infringe upon someone's privacy? Oh, no, they don't look very, very inviting. Oh, no wonder they're suffering like hell. Yeah. Actually, in that verse of Rupa Goswami, I forgot to say, you know, on that path of the senses, on that path of the senses, it is said, beating by the whips of endless material suffering, the horse of the mind is running on the senses. Beating by the whips of endless material suffering. It's true. You know, what's next? Right? What's next? God, cold feet, wet, rain. Ugh. You know, that's normal. That's just normal. That's just the everyday suffering. What about some special suffering? Right? Yes, you know. It's like I have sweet memories. I'm going down memory lane. My girlfriend had somehow or other just decided that between her and my best friend, and he had also decided, there were some vibrations going on. And when I came home, they didn't need me. And I was out on the street, and it was night. And I walked on the street, and I was just thinking, what just happened? I got thrown out of my house. You know, and my best friend betrayed me. You know, and now what, right? So in total frustration, I kicked over a garbage can. You know, just somehow or other, the garbage was outside for the next morning. I kicked over a garbage can. Boy, were the cops fast. I didn't think they could be so fast. They were. It took less than 2 minutes. You know, shoo, boy, this police car just came right on the sidewalk and just sort of locked me in, you know. I mean, they know how to do it. Yeah? I was walking on the sidewalk, shoo, cut right in the car, cut right in front of me. I stood there, next moment, opened the door, hit me in between the nose of the car and the door. You know, put your hands against the wall. Okay. All right, you know, gosh. Spend the night in jail. You can imagine my meditation. Suffering, whipped by material suffering. You know, I mean, after some time, the cops interviewed me. When I told them, they said, okay, all right, sorry for you. Get out of here. Well, I went straight home and kicked my ex-best friend, never-to-be-again best friend, out of the house. You know. Material life. Let's just remember, you know, never to do it again. One devotee complained to Srila Prabhupada that I'm trying to be Krishna conscious and then the memories come back of my previous activities. Why? When I try to be Krishna conscious. And Prabhupada said, they come back to remind you to never do these things again. Never again. Right? Even when we think for a moment, it wasn't so bad. It was. We just forgot, you know what I mean? Yeah, but we also suffer now. Yes. Recently, I bought a book of Sadananda Swami, the German godbrother sannyasi of Srila Prabhupada, disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And this was a book between him and his disciple, Vamana Das, who was a writer in Austria, known as Walter Eitlitz, and several of his books also translated into English. And and Sadananda used to write to him and short notes in about the books, you know, and how he wanted to be. And then he wrote about suffering in the material world. And then he said, we should not have the misconception that Lord Chaitanya's movement is meant to in any way minimize the suffering of material existence. He said, it is not meant for that purpose, but rather it is meant to fill the emptiness in our heart. So that was a very profound point, actually. When I read that, I was thinking, like, wow, I never really so clearly phrased that point, you know, not even in my thoughts, right? But yes, simply when the emptiness in the heart is filled and when the heart is overflowing, when the ecstasy is there, like Devaki, whose heart was filled. Remember actually how Devaki conceived through the heart. It was Vasudev who originally conceived of Krishna purely, and that pure Krishna consciousness was transferred to the heart of Devaki, who then conceived of that love for Krishna, and then the Lord manifests in her womb. So the presence of Krishna, that is actually described as the process of diksha, of transferring that love of Krishna. So it says it's through diksha that she conceived, and therefore that love of Krishna first manifested in her heart, and then in the womb, and then remained there. So, So Devaki, in a way, was transcendental. Devaki had lost so many children. Sometimes the question is asked, but why? Why did she have so many children in the first place if she knew that they were going to be killed? Right? Okay, the first one got killed, you know, maybe a second one, right? You know, just because the desire was so strong and this and that. But then, like, when that one was killed also, then, you know, why a third one? Was it that they couldn't control their senses? No. They had performed so much austerity in previous life, in this life. They had such a desire to have the Supreme Lord as their child. And that desire was actually the predominant desire. That was the essence, the driving force. That's why she had so many children. Interesting though, at the end of the Bhagavatam, in the last chapters, it is described that after Devaki heard that Krishna, after he had received transcendental knowledge from his spiritual master, had offered dakshin, and that he had brought back the son of the spiritual master from being dead, right, back to life, then she said, well, you know, I mean, you know, I also have a few sons, you know what I'm saying, that died. How about bringing them back? And then he brought back all these sons to life. And then it is said that once Devaki breastfed them. And it is said that actually when Krishna was born, when he appeared, before Vasudev took the child away, that actually Devaki breastfed her child Krishna once. And therefore the milk in her breast had become prasadam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said. And therefore when these six sons that were being revived were breastfed after, they got prasadam. And they became like totally transcendental and very powerful, Mahaprasadam. So they became totally transcendentally enlightened by that milk, and they became delivered. So in this way, just amazing how the pastimes of the Lord and his transcendental mother unfold. Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, doesn't get into it. He doesn't speak about very much about that at all. He just dedicates the whole purport to his mission, the mission of Yadidekitarakaha, Krishna Upadesh, to distributing transcendental knowledge. And we can see how Srila Prabhupada was the same as Devaki, the same, that he had the same intensity of love for Krishna in his heart, and that his heart was also overflowing, and that in the same way that he couldn't contain it. He couldn't contain it. And therefore, as soon as this comes up, this distributing of transcendental knowledge, Prabhupada just is not just analytically writing his commentary. Prabhupada would say that these purports were his ecstasies. He was emotionally involved in writing. That's the name, that's Acharya. Acharya doesn't just mean a great scholar. Mundane scholars always misunderstand the commentaries of Vaishnava scholars because they look at it from an intellectual type of perspective, thinking that he is an intellectual commentary full of arguments, etc., but they don't see. Here is the heart. The heart of the commentator is deeply involved. So this Gyanakali, it just struck Prabhupada's heart. It was like speaking about dry grass, you know. I mean, the heart of Prabhupada is such dry grass that like practically spontaneously catches fire. So these words, Gyanakala, were an udipan for that ecstasy of like somehow or other distributing this Krishna consciousness and widely and everywhere. So this is our life. This is Anandam Burivardhanam Patipadam Purnamritasvadhanam Sarvatmasnapadam Param Vijayate Su Krishna Samkirtanam. It is the life of transcendental knowledge. That is the point. This distribution of transcendental knowledge, it's the life of transcendental knowledge. Without it, it will dry up gradually. Gradually. It's the only way. If we somehow or other distribute this transcendental knowledge. In many ways, not in one stereotype way, but in many ways, all the time, all the time. That was Prabhupada. You know, like, 1 year in a Vyasa Puja offering, the thought came to me that about Prabhupada, who left no stone unturned, you know, nothing. He did every opportunity, everything he tried, everything. That's what it means to distribute this. Try everything, everything, with everyone, right? Everywhere, like that. That's it. And there's no excuse. Excuse is suicidal. It's basically, you know, cutting ourselves off from getting the benefit. So join at least the weekend warriors. You know, it's still a good program. It is still the strength of our book distribution, the congregation that goes out, because temple devotees are like dinosaurs, right? It's amazing that they're not extinct yet, you know. I mean, they're still alive. Wow. Yeah. Anyway, it is by actually cultivating our love for Krishna, by opening our heart to Krishna, by actually praying to Krishna, by hearing about Krishna and thinking about Krishna, how nice he actually is, that our hard hearts will gradually melt. It is then that we can, and only then, that we can really share this knowledge with everyone, when the heart is melted. One cannot do it as a religious duty. Distribute books, Prabhupada wants you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, very nice, Haribo. And then, you know, go home and have another piece of toast. And you know, what can we say? That was a good point. No, the heart has to melt for us to become absorbed. It's only then. And remember, only when we are absorbed in devotional service will we conquer Kamadev. Otherwise, you got Kamadev for a companion. And if you want to live with Kamadev, phew, intense. Well,
The whole universe was going on, right, until Kamadev came from Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma was looking at this form. Who is this form that has just appeared? Who is this? Is this an expansion of the Supreme Lord? Or it looked so attractive. And then, you know, he wasn't quite sure. He couldn't figure it out. Who is this? And then Kamadev started to shoot arrows in all directions. It is then ultimately that also Lord Brahma, you know, became afflicted, and that situation with the daughter came. So that's actually leading up to that story. It is like the previous, the appearance of Kamadev and the arrows being shot. So good luck with Kamadev for a companion. Good luck. Saffron. Yeah, let's go. It helps, but not enough. A Brahmin thread, you know what I mean? Okay. You know, if a 6-string thread doesn't do it, you can get a 12-string thread, you know? It's something like 12-string guitar, you know? Yes. But even that, you know, you can get the big tulasi leaf, gunjamala, you know what I mean? The big one. Huh? Yeah, the kantina. You can get that one. Can try anything. Kavachas. Do a puja. Right? Oh, yes. Can try it all. Nothing's gonna work for long. Oh. Only when we get absorbed. Okay, that was enough now. So early in the morning. So are there any questions or comments?